Good day. I'm Andrew James Sawyers with GIS Midday News for Monday, May 16. Coming up, government to undertake major infrastructure work in West Kingston. NWC to spend $8.7 billion on water and sewage projects. And Education Minister defends tuition fee policy. The news in detail after the break.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Now the news. The government will be undertaking work to improve infrastructure and amenities in West Kingston. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, made the announcement while on a tour of sections of Tivoli Gardens at Denham Town on May 13. Dr. Chang says the intervention is expected to address water, sewage and housing needs.
The water supply is inadequate, so many of the residents are going without water. The sewer collector system is in extremely poor condition, and many of the houses could be considered uninhabitable. It will not be done overnight, it will be done one time, but work has to begin in the course of this year.
Minister Chang notes that the population has outgrown the existing infrastructure, and several of the houses which were meant to be temporary dwellings have been inhabited over the past 20 years. He also announced intentions to sensitize residents to ensure that the work is carried out smoothly. Meanwhile, Minister of Local Government and Community Development and Member of Parliament for West Kingston, Desmond McKenzie, has welcomed the intervention. He is calling on citizens of West Kingston to support the planned activities.
We're going to have a total new dispensation, not just in terms of the physical infrastructure, but in terms of the human resource that is going to occupy the infrastructure in the area. So this is a general appeal to the constituency of West Kingston. It has to be a partnership with the constituency and the government to change the face of West Kingston.
Minister McKenzie says the infrastructural development work will be coupled with social intervention initiatives to help reduce the level of criminal activity in the area. The National Water Commission, NWC, is to spend $8.7 billion this fiscal year to improve the supply of potable water and rehabilitate sewage treatment facilities across the island. Finance Minister Audley Shaw made the announcement in Parliament recently. Minister Shaw, who was opening the 2016-17 budget debate, noted that $3.2 billion will go towards the continued upgrading of the Kingston metropolitan area water supply.
$702 million funding under the Caribbean Regional Wastewater Management Program for the rehabilitation of 44 wastewater sewage treatment facilities. $952 million for K-factor water supply and sewage facilities island-wide.
The K-factor program allows the NWC to use a predetermined percentage of customers' bills to implement non-revenue water reduction, sewerage, and other specifically approved operational efficiency projects. The K-factor funds are later repaid to customers as an X-factor on their bills. And Education Minister Senator Ruel Reid is reiterating that public schools will be adequately funded on the government's new tuition fee policy for secondary schools. The government will be increasing its tuition contribution per student from $11,500 to $19,000. In a statement Sunday, Senator Reid said all secondary school administrators have been asked to provide an individual budget in order to accurately determine the level of funding they require. The statement followed criticism of the policy by the Jamaica Association of Principals of Secondary Schools. Senator Reid says he recognizes that contributions from parents and other stakeholders play an important role in funding developmental projects and programs in schools. He re-emphasized that parents should be encouraged to continue their contributions. Starting this week, a team from the Education Ministry, along with the National Parents Teachers Association, will be meeting with parents to discuss their role under the new tuition fee policy. The Education Minister will then meet with the leadership of the Association of Principals in early June to finalize arrangements for the implementation of the policy. That was GIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.